one American at a time.
America Tonight. Boy, we're going to roll through it here right from the get-go. We are off. One, NPR's president and CEO resigns. Basically, she was going to get the boot. You know who I'm talking about, Vivian Schiller. Why? Because there is pressure to not pony up the money for NPR. National Public Radio uses about 10% or gets about 10% of their dough from the government-backed Corporation for Public Broadcasting. That mixed in with state, local government, other federal numbers, funding, throw in another 6%, and voila, there you have it. Really, I think the pressure was on because of what happened with the secret videotape. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I'll just sum it up in a nutshell. There was one of the heads of NPR, an executive who was resigning anyway, so probably he was a little loosey-goosey with his tongue. He made all kinds of remarks about the Republican Party and the Tea Party and, you know, said that they talked about that the NPR guy talked about that the Tea Party was racist and said that, you know, NPR didn't care because they catered to a certain kind of people anyway. And, oh, there was rednecks all over the country and just kind of all kinds of random crazy things. So she wasn't handling what now has become controversy very well. And it started back with the Juan Williams firing. He was a beloved figure, I think, in NPR, very liberal, and was the anti-Bill O'Reilly, but he would be on O'Reilly's show and others for Fox, which gave NPR, let's face it, a little plug, pretty big plug on a network that has the biggest numbers. They didn't like it. They fired him. Didn't really have much of a discussion with Juan Williams, and they didn't like what he said on one of his shows when he talked about being a little bit afraid if he was on a plane and someone was dressed in full Muslim attire. So she is now gone. Ooh, that's a big paycheck. She was making over $500,000. That's a big paycheck that she tosses away. We talk about this all the time, the drug war and what's going on with illegal drugs and the flow of drugs and, you know, where we're headed along the border especially. More and more tunnels keep popping up, the more Spartan areas. It's easy to play chicken and run over the river, so to speak, and get into the desert and wind your way up through the belly of the beast, which would be the U.S. Here's Holder on drug wars.
As today's indictment alleges, Barrio Azteca wields its power with a militaristic command structure, and it profits by charging illegal street taxes and by importing illegal drugs, including cocaine, heroin, and marijuana from Mexico into the United States. In an indictment unsealed today, 35 alleged Barrio Azteca members and associates have been charged with various counts of racketeering, murder, drug trafficking, money laundering, and obstruction of justice.
All right, bravo. So those 10 Mexican nationals charged with the killings of the three Americans, that's connected to the consulate in Juarez, Mexico. And they are, you heard him talk about it there, Holder, they're among about 35 members of that international gang. They had racketeering and murder, and not just the drug offenses that were hanging on their heads. And that was a sad story, if you remember what happened there. Juarez is just a shooting gallery. It's crazy. And this gang started in the late 80s, a pretty violent prison gang, expanded into a bigger criminal organization, and they're pretty organized, and they're very brutal. I think they don't fear much. Speaking of fearing things, is the death penalty a deterrent or not? Always up for discussion. You know how I feel about the death penalty. I'm for it. I think that you have to make as certain as possible before you execute innocent people. But when you have them dead to rights and some of the more heinous things have happened, absolutely. Here's Governor Pat Quinn talking about their situation and the death penalty.
We have found over and over again mistakes have been made, and innocent people have been freed. And I think we have to come to the realization that it is not possible to create a perfect, mistake-free death penalty system. We have abolished the death penalty in Illinois, the land of Lincoln. I want to say to the family members of those who have been murdered, there are no words in the English language or any language to relieve your pain. And I understand that. I studied everything to the best of my ability and followed my conscience. And I made this decision today to sign the law passed by the members of the General Assembly. It became law today with my signature.
All right. That's pretty controversial. That's why he said there are no words. He's right. There are no words. I think it's a blunder. But there was support. There's many detractors that were on hand. There were certainly people that supported it. Here's why I support the death penalty for scumbags like Jared Lee Loeffner. How quickly we forget the name. But a federal judge on Wednesday entered not guilty pleas on behalf of Loeffner, the guy who's accused, remember, of fatally shooting six people and, of course, wounding 13 others, including Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. The judge also scheduled a competency hearing for the end of May for Loeffner. Prosecutors say that Loeffner believed that the FBI was bugging him, had extreme animosity toward the government, was even hearing voices. Yeah, it's a sad, sad story, one that you quickly forget because so much happens. There's always so many moving parts in our world, but there are no words. There are no words for the families who lost people they can't replace as a result of a guy who was perhaps just gunning for a congresswoman and ended up taking out other people, too, and decided he had no problem turning the gun on innocent people that were there to see the congresswoman. She, by the way, is progressing pretty nicely. We usually update you on that. She's supposedly talking, eating, all kinds of good things. So she may be back much sooner than people thought. She's responding to the treatments and all the physical therapy and whatnot that you have to go through. Now, this is a big one. We're going to end this segment with this. A bounty's been offered for a Libyan rebel. Now it's getting interesting in the civil war as to who will win. So the head of the interim government in eastern Libya pleaded Wednesday for the people in the West to move as quickly as possible to impose a no-fly zone over Libya, saying that by declaring or by delaying it, it would result in more dead people, that there had to be an immediate action. Remember, this uprising started February 15th. Whew. February 15th. That's a long time, my friends. All right, we're kicking the can down the road, talking about AmericaTonight.com. Check it out.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol, resveratrol, and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10. Or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
There's a guy named Doc Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a vet and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does this country spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs, leading to side effects requiring more expensive and, you guessed it, toxic prescription drugs. Clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit AmericaTonightTeam.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. Makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our America Tonight Team. Go to www.AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have. And all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight, coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. You probably have heard me talk about this the last couple of nights. Certainly, you've heard me say this line. I guarantee you've heard this. And you know how I am. I don't just toss out things, compliments, just to toss them out. You know, bouquets right and left. But this is a good one. And this is what I've said. I say specifically, I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. You go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. And that's what I was just talking about a few moments ago. Now, the reason that I am so excited to get Ben on the airwaves, as you all know, I am not a prescription drug person at all. I cannot believe the amount of prescription drugs that are being written, I think, unnecessarily, and the amount of prescription drugs that are being gobbled up. This is so ridiculous. It's epidemic in this country. It scares me to death. So without further ado, let's dive deep into this with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. And you're going to love Ben anyway, because just like me, he's a Jersey guy. I'm a Jersey gal, so we are already adopting him on this show. Ben, thanks for coming on.
I only tell that to good friends, by the way, that I'm from Jersey. people make assumptions about us Jerseyites. Have you noticed
they
that?
Do. They do. But
what
see, you
exit?
Got away and you,
what
moved, you
exit?
Moved to.
Please, people.
Exactly. But you moved to Colorado, so, you know, you got a little.
I
you
did.
Got a few things mixed in between there. Now, you heard me say
Colorado
that.
It
is beautiful. I don't just toss out endorsements lightly, and I really believe in the message of getting away from prescription drugs. And I know you discourage the use of pretty much all
pharmacists,
prescription drugs.
Yeah. Pharmacists would tell you, because we are uniquely situated in this whole healthcare schemata, if you will, where there's doctors and there's nurses and then there's insurance companies and then there's pharmacists, and we're uniquely situated to see what's really happening with this whole drug mentality that's this model from the 19th century, from 19th century medicine, when we really didn't understand what the human body was about. They didn't have vitamins when drugs were when this drug model was developed. Vitamins came much after that. Our understanding of nutrition has really advanced leaps and bounds over the last few decades, let alone the last century or so. And our medical model is mired in an old way of thinking that absolutely flat out does not serve us any longer. It's, as I said before, and I've said this many times, ambulatory medicine is an abject failure, folks. Abject failure. There's no cutting, there's no softening the blow. There's no sugarcoating the message. Ambulatory medicine, as distinct, by the way, from surgical or heroic medicine, which is obviously where our medical model excels, is in treating things on from a heroic standpoint, and I want to make that distinction. I want to make that a very clear distinction, that if you have a gunshot wound or you're hit by a car or, you know, you have something traumatic, you want a surgeon, and God bless the surgeons. It's the ambulatory model that is a failure, and that's why diabetes is is increasing at an epidemic rate. Obesity is increasing at an epidemic rate. Cancer is increasing despite what people are saying about, sometimes you hear it's not true, although some people are living longer through being sustained at a low quality of life. And the bottom line is, and this is my message, the human body is a healing system. It is designed divinely to heal itself. It does so every minute of every day. Every time you cut yourself, you can witness this healing process appear right before your eyes, almost as if by magic. And that same healing system that kicks in when you have a paper cut is happening inside the body all the time. But you have to give the body the raw materials it needs, and you have to reduce the load that the body has from purifying things that you're putting into it. So it's a combination of correctly changing your diet and in combination with that, nutritional supplementation. But before we get too much into this, and it's a very exciting message, and I feel your excitement because I've been doing these talks for many years, so I know what you're saying. Mm. When people get it, it's a very exciting message because everything's reversible. Hypertension's reversible, diabetes is reversible, cancer's reversible. They're all reversible because when you understand how the body works, you see that this healing process is built into the system. However, I do need to be clear here, and I want to be clear to you, Kate, and to all your listeners. As a nutritionist and a lover of the human body, which I am, healing. Emotionally, and then show up physically, which means you have to be spiritually correct if you're going to be healing, and spiritual a crisis is epidemic, and I believe our physical ailments are a reflection of that. When you think a thought, it gets created, it gets turned into your body via biochemistry, via neurotransmitters, thought to body. This is not airy-fairy, Boulder, Colorado, gobbledygook. This is hardcore science. You think a thought, it gets turned into your body, so you have to be thinking correct thoughts. Emotions and feelings as well, which are the flip side of thoughts. Crappy emotions and feelings, crappy thoughts will lead to a crappy body. Those all need to be corrected. But once you're on the right track, there are dramatic, and I mean dramatic, things you could do with nutritional supplementation and dietary strategy. I've seen hypertension drop like a stone, cholesterol, triglycerides drop like a stone, diabetes disappear, arthritis disappear, autoimmune symptoms disappear, because when you correct at the causal level, what we call symptoms, which are nothing more than the manifestation of dysfunctions at the causal level, when you correct those fundamental levels, the symptoms go away, because the symptoms are nothing more than the manifestation of some kind of cause. So you correct the cause, the symptoms disappear. Our model has us cutting off the heads of different symptoms while ignoring the root of this multi-headed hydra, so to speak, if you know what I'm saying. It's like those old carnival games where you hit the mole in one hole and another one pops out in the other one. And that's how we treat things. And that's why people are on 18 medicines or 17 medicines or 9 medicines. No lie, I talked to a lady last Saturday. She was on 10 different medicines. She wanted to be on a supplement program. 10. How do you do this? One is deadly toxic. And I'm telling you this as a pharmacist. One is. These are toxins, friends, and they need to be processed by the body as toxins. And there's no drug on the planet that heals any disease, save antibiotics. You could make a case that that's healing by killing the bacteria. but certainly not blood pressure medicines and diabetes medicines and all arthritis medicines and blood pressure medicines and anti-angina medicines and all the medicines we have. They're all anti-medicines, but they don't do anything for the cause. So my message is that you can reverse all of these things, but you have to make changes in your life, because we know what the definition of insanity is, as we've heard many times, right? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. So you got to make some changes, some fundamental changes. And for the physical level, it involves how we eat and how we supplement.
All right, we want to tell everybody, too, you can also catch Pharmacist Ben, because I know they're going to want to even hear more of you. And it's terrific, that video. Like I said, I watched it twice.
Thank
AmericaTonightTeam.com. Go there, AmericaTonightTeam.com, and you'll get a sense of what we're doing and how you can be a part of what Pharmacist Ben is talking about and get the good stuff and get off all the medications, right?
Right. Right.
You
can get off the medications. That's really very powerful stuff. You can get off your medications.
Yeah, no kidding. Big Pharma must hate you.
I have been doing this for quite a few years, and I sent my dad a tape. I wanted him to hear what I was doing, and my dad called me back a couple days later. He goes, "They're going to assassinate you. Are you crazy? What are you doing?" And I kind of got a kick out of him when he said it, but, maybe he has a point. I don't know. But I'll tell you something. This is one pharmacist who will not rest until this message is exposed, and I'll tell you why I do this. It's because I'm a lover of the human body. And I think that we need to start to pay attention to what this means that we have a human body. How often do we ever pay attention to our intestines? How often do we ever pay attention to our liver? How often do we ever pay attention to our pancreas? Just the concept that we have these organ structures inside our body, this piping, this wiring, this plumbing inside our body that's organized and intelligent and synchronous and tightly choreographed and does all these incredible things for us without us even thinking about it, and is so forgiving and is so resilient and is so vital despite the crapola we give it and feed it. This is, to me, one of the greatest miracles of being alive, and I want us all to love the body the way I love the body. It's like when you love somebody, you want everybody to know who you love, your kid or your husband. That's how I feel about the human body. I want everybody to love the human body the way I love the human body, at least to see it that way.
Yeah, it's funny you talk about the organs, and I was thinking in my head, I could learn a lot from this. The last time I even thought about because I'm luckily, knock on wood, because I haven't been pumping myself with medications healthy of Pharmacist Ben, that I can remember as a kid the diagram with the organs, but I'm not thinking about loving my organs, to be honest, because I just assume everything's okay,
Right, hey, get an atlas of the human body.
Absolutely. We're up against it. We're going to continue our conversation here on America Tonight and tell you once again, you can go to, because I know everybody's absorbing this, go to AmericaTonightTeam.com, and it's pretty much laid out for you. Join the team. Get off the bad stuff. Get on a program. We're continuing with Ben in just a second as we kick the can down the road here on ATN.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
All right, America, listen up. Time to get off the toxic drug treadmill. I love that line. Needs to be trademarked. Pharmacist Ben is helping you do that. Go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. You can tell, you can feel his passion. And I feel the same way. It's like if Ben and I were dancing, we'd be kind of stepping on each other because we're so excited that we just can't stop spitting it out. And we're so excited about talking about this. And Pharmacist Ben, I'm going to invite you to come on this show every couple of weeks, if you would, and take us through this process. Because the one thing with me, I'm going to sort of be a guinea pig for you. I said, I'm very healthy, but I could get in better shape. I could get in better shape. And my thing is, and I want everyone to listen, because I and you're the pharmacist, so you know. It's either, I think with people, it's either sweets or salty foods like pizza and processed foods. And even though you might mix in vegetables and apples and all that sort of stuff, you like the salty stuff. Okay, and I'm the salt queen. So I guarantee there's people across America listening to me that can relate to that. So what do we do when you tell us to get healthy?
Well, that brings up a very interesting subject. You see, the body is always communicating to us. And what we call symptomology, for example, is really the body talking to us, really screaming at us by the time a symptom shows up. Well, cravings are much the same way. Cravings are your body talking to you. And the trick to handling cravings, be they salt cravings, which, like you say, are very common, fat cravings, which are also very common, or sugar cravings, which are the three, make up the three most important cravings, the key to handling the cravings is to outsmart the part of your brain that's giving you the cravings. You see, your brain is made up into three main sections. It's called the triune brain, and as the model goes, and I don't know if you guys have talked about that before, but there's three sections of the brain. One is the basic survival brain, that's called your reptilian brain, and then there's the middle part, which is the mammal brain, they call it, or the limbic system, emotional brain, and then there is the executive brain, the part that makes us human, which is the front part of the brain. And the trick is to use the front part of the brain to override the basic survival, so-called reptilian brain. And the reptilian brain, the survival brain, will tell you to go get sugar, it will tell you to go get fat, and it will tell you to go get salt based on its chemistry needs. Because back when our brains were developing in the African savanna, many hundreds of thousands of years ago, or at least 200,000 of years ago, depending on who you ask, the brain was developing these needs for these fundamental nutrients, so, which were in scarce supply. Today, they're in abundant supply, but the brain is, we're still operating on this reptilian survival brain. So the trick is to override it with intelligence, and this is how you do it. If you are craving salt, this is the manifestation of adrenal stress, because the adrenal glands process salt. The adrenal glands are your stress glands. The glands that kick in, they're supposed to kick in when you're running from a saber-toothed tiger, but today they're everybody's running on low levels of chronic stress. So the key to handling salt cravings is to strengthen your adrenal glands. By the way, here are some clues that you have adrenal fatigue or adrenal issues. One is salt cravings, but check this out. Maybe you can relate to this, okay? Do you ever bend down and stand up and feel a little dizzy or woozy?
Yes.
That's classic sign of adrenal fatigue, because the adrenal glands, through minerals, adjust blood pressure. Another thing, do you ever wake up? Do you ever feel tired at night? You want to go to bed, but you just can't sleep?
Yes.
That's another sign of adrenal fatigue. You got all the main ones here.
Great.
All right. Getting up. There's other ones. Getting up in the morning and after a good night's sleep, but you're still tired is another one. Getting up in the middle of the night, you can't go back to bed is another one. Urination issues, either urinating too much or you're not urinating enough, or concentrated urine. All of these are adrenal issues, and they're very common in our culture. And this we don't have time to talk about it. But by the way, I have a radio program every Sunday on the Genesis Communication Network called The Bright Side, and now it's on every day. I have to say it's on every day now because we're doing it daily. And you can always get a lot more of this information, and one of the things I talk about is the triangle of disease. I can't talk about that today because of time, but the adrenal glands are one of them. And adrenal fatigue, adrenal stress, all these manifestations of adrenal problems need to be corrected. They're part of the triangle of disease, one of the 3 points on the triangle. In any case, for you, my dear, that's a sign, or anybody craving salt, you need minerals, especially potassium, which balances sodium, by the way. Not that sodium is all that bad. You need sodium, but you need a lot more potassium. Mm-hmm. And very important for adrenal health. Zinc, which is one of the silliest things for people to not get enough of, yet it is probably the most important nutritional deficiency that we have. A case could be made for a few other ones, but certainly a case could be made for zinc. Zinc is especially important for the adrenal glands. So you want to make sure that you're getting enough zinc for the adrenal glands. Vitamin C is important for the adrenal glands. Telling the adrenal glands that all is okay. And one of the ways you do that is by eating more protein. Eating more protein tells the whole body that everything is okay. So upping your protein levels is also important for adrenal health. And then there's the fat cravings and the sugar cravings, which I can talk about as well. But I would be focusing on minerals and your adrenal glands for salt cravings.
All right, minerals. And I want to tell everyone again, AmericaTonightTeam.com. Go there. You'll see Pharmacist Ben, as he told you. You can also go to GCN. He's got the daily show, The Bright Side, and I'm sure a lot of the information we're talking about Ben is talking about as well on his show. And also, if you go to the website, you'll get the information there. And you can join the team, and you can get in shape and feel better. And that's what it's about. And you talk about this, that it's so important to get on a good nutritional supplement program.
Key. It's key. You can't, in this day and age, and by the way, supplements aren't perfect, and I wish we lived in the Garden of Eden and everything was in the ground and everything was on the trees and everything was around us, as it should be, really. But we don't live in the Garden of Eden any longer. We've done, those days are long gone. Today, Nutritional supplementation is not an option. If you don't want to interface with the medical community, and by the way, people are complaining about this health insurance thing. You shouldn't need health insurance. Nutritional supplementation is the cheapest health insurance you'll ever find. Our need for health insurance and our need for ambulatory medicine for doctor's offices will disappear, and the drug stores that we have today will become health food stores. They'll become bookstores. They'll become video stores for health. That's what I see, a world where we're all supplementing, we're all taking care of our diets, and we're all taking care of the multiple levels of health, and all the drug stores have become health studios where you get in shape or where you get videos. So,
that'd be great.
So they'll stay in business. They can stay in business because we're not going to need drugs anymore, but they can convert over to health facilities.
Yeah, no kidding. One of the things you and I talked about off the air, and I think this, people will find this pretty interesting too, and we'll get into this as Ben and I continue to have more conversations, and as he said, you can go and listen to his show and you go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. But one of the things that we talked about, I don't care, man, woman, whoever, as you start to age, and you don't even have to be that old, just, you know, 30, 28, 30, 35, whatever, our skin. Noticing people have brutal skin, Ben.
Yeah.
Brutal skin. What's up with that? It's because
Let me tell you about that. I'm a skincare professional primarily, and I got into nutrition. Well, long, complicated story, but my main business is skincare, and that's where that is near and dear to my heart, and that's where I make most of my living. And let me tell you something. When you're a skincare professional, you can look at the skin and you can assess what's happening inside the body. By looking at the skin is a window to what's happening inside the body, especially in the digestive system. In fact, when you're a fetus in the womb, the skin is derived from the digestive center in the womb. And from that point forward, the skin and the digestive system are both the same type of tissue. And what's happening in the skin, on the skin, is happening in the digestive system first. It's simply manifesting on the skin, which is why psoriasis, rosacea, acne, eczema, whatever your skin, dry skin, hyperpigmentation, whatever your favorite skincare issue is, it is intimately linked to the digestive system, and it will reverse as soon as you correct digestive issues and start to supplement correctly. And the skin reverses faster. The skin reverses faster than any other tissue of the body. It's the first place where a deficiency will improve is in the skin, because the skin's turning over very rapidly. So if you have psoriasis or you have rosacea, now let me be clear about this. Rosacea, psoriasis, they are all initially digestive conditions. And when they tell you there's no cure for psoriasis and no cure for rosacea, it's because they're not looking in the right place. They're looking at the symptom. They're looking at the signs. They're not looking at the cause. They're not looking at the root of the hydra. So when you have, for example, psoriasis, and people will tell you, if they have psoriasis, they know they have digestive problems.
Sure.
If they have eczema, if they have rosacea, kids with eczema, classic. Guess what else they have? They have ear infections and asthma when they have eczema. It's all linked to the immune system. And that's another very important point. The digestive system is the immune system. 80% of your immune system is the digestive system. It's intertwined. It's enmeshed with each other. And by the way, this is another very interesting point. When mammals are born, one of the ways we're distinct from amphibians and reptiles and other animals, one of the ways mammals are distinct is our digestive slash immune system is immature. And all mammals depend on mother's milk, be that cow milk or camel milk or goat milk or squirrel milk. The mammal young depend on the mother's milk to grow the digestive system and to grow the immune system. If the mother's unhealthy or if the mother's not breastfeeding, both of which are common, you have now set up a baby for a lifetime of digestive problems and all the things that come with that. And that's what colic is. And that's what childhood eczema is. And when babies have problems with rash, and with pimples and with bumps, and all of that stuff comes from immature immune digestive slash immune systems. And the kindest thing you can do for your child is to make sure you're breastfeeding, or you make sure you're taking care of his digestive needs with things like probiotics. And I see babies on prescription drugs for their digestive system.
Oh, that's
Zantac.
Crazy.
I'm telling you.
Crazy. That is crazy. Yeah,
crazy.
Absolutely crazy.
Crazy.
Fascinating stuff. Pharmacist Ben, will you come back on America Tonight soon, please?
I would love to come back on America Tonight.
This was good. This was just the tip of the iceberg. You know, we're just scratching the surface here. And again, I'm going to tell everyone, go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. pharmacyclub.com. It was a pleasure, Pharmacist
Ben. Thank you so
Ben.
Much. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure for me as well, and I look forward to talking to you again. Thank you so much, Karen.
Me as well. Thank you. All right. Again, interesting stuff because so many of us think, not me, because, you know, that's my thing. I do not like the whole prescription drug deal, but I know that so many people believe, boom, get the pill, get the pills. It's interesting what he was saying about a lot of people being on 10 different prescriptions. That's just ridiculous. Toxic, toxic, toxic stuff. Stay with us.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled AffinityDiet diet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Catch up to date on what is going on across this great land. In Wisconsin, the shouting continues. And what the latest deal is that the governor is proposing these restrictions, as we know, on the collective bargaining side of things for the public employees. And the Democrats now have been passed over, which, hey, they should have been. They bolted. They bolted for the exits and stayed away way too long. So the union limits passed, even though the Dems weren't there, even though there was that big walkout. The numbers ultimately were in the favor of the Republicans in the first place. There wasn't the quorum. Originally, that was the problem. But there was a way to get around it, and thank goodness, because this just would have gone on and on, or so it was seeming anyway. So the Senate passed what was in the so-called budget repair bill with the 19 members who showed up and then moved forward from there, because there was the 14 that were missing, of course. Remember, this was the whole thing about what could we compromise here? And we're willing to give up, or they not weren't necessarily willing to do it, but okay, we're gonna have to decide on whether or not we can live with the fact that we're gonna pay more for the pensions and we're gonna pay more for health care. Isn't it interesting? If you listen to our last segment, you're listening to what pharmacist Ben was saying, the health care needs would be a little bit different, wouldn't they, if people were healthier? It is so the key. It's like that prevention. The prevention. If we would just eat like we were eating in the Garden of Eden, there is something to that. And that's part of the problem here was the health plans and the going back and forth over how much would have to be paid into the health plans, if you remember, because the governor and the Republicans were trying to close that $137 million budget shortfall that they had. And this is a familiar tune that we're hearing across the United States. So many governments, so many city and state governments are just drained. They're capped out. I mean, they've got nothing left but some IOUs. That was the big California problem. In the meantime, a big day on the Hill coming up Thursday. New York Republican Congressman Pete King wants to stop, he's saying, Muslim radicalization. But there's some confusion about the hearings and what's actually going to happen at these hearings. And the worry is the opposite could, in fact, take place, because there are people who are fumed about even the idea of this. So there are some Democrats that were pushing heavily, leaning heavily on King to just thwart the whole thing. Just say forget it and walk away from this, because the approach is only going to help, in fact, radicalize some young people. Now, we know what's on the agenda because we have some of those insiders in D.C., and mostly what you're going to hear are from parents who are going to talk about their kids that left the U.S., wanted to become suicide bombers. Some became suicide bombers. Some were killed, that kind of stuff. And how did it all happen? What happened to make it happen? What tripped the switch? Now, King says he's holding the hearings because the Muslim community is not cooperating with the FBI or anybody in law enforcement when it comes to the mosque and that sort of thing. And this may help. It could play a role in helping to connect the dots and get better tips and information and all that sort of thing. Now, the Attorney General, Eric Holder, you know how I feel about Holder, but he says he doesn't agree with King. He says there has been information. There has been a lot that's been shared that has helped disrupt plots. So I have a feeling it's going to get pretty gnarly, to borrow a word from Hannah Teeter, who was the snowboarding princess who was on our show the other night. It's going to be wild on the Hill. Let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How are you doing, gorgeous?
I'm good. How are you?
Lovely. Is your show broadcast in Boston?
You know, it's not yet. I'm pretty close to getting on in Boston. It's heard in the outer regions, but not in Boston, no.
After what happened last night, I don't know if you saw it.
What?
Zdeno Chara, you've heard of him.
Yeah.
Okay. He checked Max Pacioretty. There's sort of like a divider between the two benches, you know, at National Hockey League games. He hit him right into that divider. Pacioretty was carried off on a stretcher with a severe concussion, and a fracture of the fourth vertebrae.
Wow, really? I didn't even know that because, of course, I'm so wrapped up in the politics of what's happening on the day that I didn't pay attention to that. Ooh, that's awful.
Yeah, and the league isn't going to do anything about it. Zilch, bupkis, nada.
Because they're saying it was nothing illegal, right? Or they're saying that's why.
Yeah, but you look at it at certain angles. I mean, like I said, you know, Zatera's 6'9", Pacioretty's maybe 5'10", you know, whatever. And if you sort of a certain angle, you saw Zatera take his forearm and like push Pacioretty's head into that divider. And
Wow. Then
after the game, he apologized and said, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I didn't mean it, but, you know, it's part of the game, whatever. If Mr. Zatera comes to Montreal again, there are some fans who I know aren't going to like it. Or the next time the Bruins play the Canadiens, it's not going to be a game, it's going to be a war.
Yeah, no kidding, because it's going to be get-even time.
Yeah, you know it. I mean, it's not – I mean, some people are saying it's almost going to be like, Broad Street Bullies Revisited. I wouldn't go.
I don't think they'll allow that. I don't think they'll allow it to get that out of control. But
yes,
because there's going to be some payback. Something's going to happen.
Yeah, you know it. Mm. You know it. So you know, and all they kept on top. It was the lead story on all the news programs that Zatera got nothing, and a lot of people, a lot of fans here in Montreal were like, "How could you?" And of course, there were a couple of Boston Bruins fans who said, well, it's part of hockey, Of course,
it's part of hockey. Yeah, that's not a good reason.
Yeah, sure. And if you get a two-hander across the back of the head, that's hockey too? Yeah, right. Sure.
Yeah, the rules are different. It's a different game. It's like when you make the reference to the Broad Street Bullies, it was a different era in hockey. You know that. It was the wild. Nobody had teeth. They didn't wear helmets, half of the players. They had just a piece of, basically plastic in front of their faces when they were goaltenders, like when my uncle was for Philadelphia. And now they have huge helmets. It was a different time.
For sure. So that's why I asked if you were broadcasting in Boston, because right now,
I am a guest on a show, and I'm glad that you brought this up, because a lot of times I'm asked to be a guest on one of the shows there, and I'll bring that up because you're right, that is big news. They are talking about it as far as sports people. They talked about the injuries and how serious they are.
Right.
And the injuries, and that's the other part of this. I guess they're pretty, it's a severe concussion and a fractured vertebrae.
Right.
That's pretty big. So Chara really made a big mistake here.
Yeah, and to add insult to injury, Pacioretty's parents were in the stands, and his fiance. So if it doesn't rain, it pours.
Yeah, no kidding. And I didn't realize this until you said it, and I just right this second, see, you opened up this box. Somebody just sent me a text that the fourth vertebrae, that's in the middle of the neck.
Right.
That's what they were talking about. They're so lucky. He's going to be in the hospital now. Max is going to be in the hospital for more observation because they're worried about that because he fractured that fourth cervical vertebrae, which is incredibly dangerous. They say it's not displaced, so that's, I guess, the good news. And, of course, he's very, very popular. He's young, and I think there's going to be some payback for sure. Thanks for bringing that up, Slammin' Sammy. You take care. Mardi Gras upon us. So what are you giving up for Lent? How about prescription drugs you don't need to take? There's alternatives. Go to AmericaTonightTeam.com.